AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From fatherhood to politics, shouting out comics, just paying homage. What's up, Tiff? Yeah, you know she ready. Chi-Town's on, speaking to the grown and sexy. Hey. We gon' laugh, cut up and kick it, and at the end, we leave it with just to lift your spirits. Make you wanna revisit, tell your friends, take a listen. Young folks say it's lit, old folks say we dig it. Hey. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what you do. Can't no bitch do what I do. Can't no bitch do what you do.
Hey, this is comedian Flame Monroe, and welcome to this week's episode of Laugh and Learn with Flame and Bobby Heeshee-wee. Heeshee-wee. Heeshee. Hello, Bobby Clifford.
Hi, Flame Monroe. How are you, Toots?
Well, I was good, Toots, but I can't find my other ear pod.
Oh, no. You're half hearing me.
I ate it with my cereal.
Is that what you had for dinner? You had cereal for dinner? Bobby, that's old school.
I never eat cereal. I wanted some Cocoa Puffs so bad. Oh my God, I went to the store and bought me a box of Cocoa Puffs.
I've never had Cocoa Puffs. I do once in a while have a little Frosted Flake for myself. I'm sure it's horrible. And I am an oatmeal girl. I have to say, a little cinnamon and brown sugar on the top. Mm-mm, good.
I'm already brown sugar. I don't need no more of that, baby. I'm already brown.
Stick your finger in.
That's not sugary. Okay, anyway. Hello to our fantastic producer, Mr. Aaron Howard. Listen, Bobby, it has been a week. Last week, I was in Chicago. I had a great time. I celebrated the Baton Show Lounge's 55th anniversary. The Baton is a female impersonation club. Their motto is the Tops of the Nation Review, and it is where I got my start. So it was great to be back there to celebrate with Mr. Jim Flynn, who's the owner of the Baton Show Lounge. It was really nice. It was a lot of nostalgia, but it didn't have the same feel because it was not the club that we started out in. He was at the club that we started out in for 53 years, and the pandemic hit, and then they came over to this new location. And it's okay, but it's just not – I missed the hole in the wall, so many stories in there that if I told the real stories, I would be in prison. Yeah, it was a great experience, and so I was glad to celebrate with him. And while I was in Chicago, I had the luxury of doing ABC with Val Warner, the Windy City Live show. And Ryan, I can't think of Ryan's last name. And I also did Fox News, and I was able to do WGCI 107.5 because I filled in for my boy Leon Rogers on his morning show, who will be featuring for me on March the 29th and 30th when I'm in Chicago at the Chicago Laugh Factory. So I had a chance to do a lot of press. Some of the clips is up on YouTube, on my YouTube page, or my Instagram page, which is Monroe.Flame. Monroe.Flame, because I haven't gotten it back. But I thought when E.T. was up there messing with the sound, with the berries yesterday, I was going to get my page back. But E.T. didn't do enough. Girl, if you ever watched that movie, Leave the World Behind, yesterday, I thought they was leaving us behind.
I'm telling you, Facebook down. We've had like a mess. The phone's down the week before. Uh-oh, something's going on.
Yeah, so get your tickets to come see me in Chicago, and I'll be in Kyleen, Texas next month, April 26th and 27th, but we'll talk about that later. Come on, Bobby Clifford, how was your week? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, my week was great. Just kind of plugging along, waiting for spring to come. Things are starting to sprout here. I think probably a little prematurely, but I'll take it. As I say, global warming is a horrible thing, but since we already have the what's going on, I'll take the warmer weather.
Oh, Bobby, you said things are starting to sprout here. Oh, I took that as a dig. You see them extra hairs growing right there?
No, I can't. So I'm 50, in my 50s, and I'm blind as a bat. So here, that's the good thing. That's what you have to have friends that can't see anything. You look perfect to me.
I'm only 39, so I can't relate. Anyway. You know, we never get past that. Where are we going, Bobby? Where are we going?
We got all sorts of stuff happening. Something that I thought was really, really important. It's not even in our country, but something worth mentioning. And I hope to God that that Biden gets back in, because France becomes the first country to enshrine abortion rights in its constitution, so they can't be taken away. So women's reproductive rights. And I thought, what a great first. Let's hope other countries fall in line.
I love the sound of that, but I always ask myself, why does America seem to be always last at stuff like that? We can be first for so many other things, putting a man on the moon, the first to discover a cure for blase, skippy, whoop to do. But when it comes down to human, basic human rights, especially the rights of women, we're always last. Mm-mm-mm.
And you know what I really want people to think about is being a Catholic. This is a Catholic country. So if they can do it, you know, the rest of us should be able to fall in line. But let's see what happens. Let's see, you know, this is why it's important for us to vote and make sure that we get ourselves to the ballots.
Speaking of voting, when I was on Windy City Live last week, I did point right at the camera and say, and if we lose this election by one vote and you say that you didn't vote, it is your fault. I want you to know I'm speaking to whoever I'm speaking to.
It's the truth. You did. And it is powerful. A lot of people don't think that, because it's like multi-layered and it's confusing because we have the Electoral College. But your vote gets us the points that we need, you know, the other number of votes that we need for the Electoral College, which was put into place for territories and all this razzmatazz. So one state wasn't more important than the other. It kind of took population and stuff into mind. Whether we need it still, I don't know enough about it to know if we need it. I'd rather just have the popular vote, but it was one of those checks and balances that the forefathers put into motion.
It is something that, just like the police, it needs to be reformed, because they have the same amount of votes in a very small county in a very city in boom boom nowhere that a major metropolitan city would have, and I just do not believe that that is fair.
No, they do. I think they do. I think they need to look at it first. They need to look at it and see if we actually need it. But if it's really written into the Constitution and we can't get rid of it, then I agree with you. We need some sort of reform that gives us better parity from state to state, from area to area, et cetera, et cetera. So that was one good thing. The other thing that I just saw that popped up, I don't know if you got a chance to see any hot topics this evening. But that Rust verdict came in, you know, where that poor woman was killed on the
movie set.
Alex Baldwin. Exactly. She was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter of that 2021, I can't say murder, the shooting, I guess.
I watched her face. I'm sorry, Bobby. I mean to cut you off.
No. You didn't. You really didn't.
When they read her guilty verdict, there was no expression on her face. It wasn't, I mean, her face never changed from just, it was stoic. It was like, she didn't go, like she just, it was no emotion whatsoever. And I'm not saying like she didn't care, but nothing changed. I would have been like, oh my God, no. But everybody's different, but she had no expression on her face whatsoever.
Because
I found that mind boggling. I'm like, oh my God, I don't know. I guess I'm a different person because I wear my face tail on me all the time.
Well, my fat ass would have hit the floor and you would have needed a plane to get me up to. But if it was me, but I'm not like that. But they've been prepping her in both sides, not just the prosecution, the defense. Both sides said that there was gross negligence. They were trying to put it on somebody else, but she is the person that put the bullets in the gun. So, unfortunately, you know, she's going to probably serve some sort of time. They haven't even set the sentencing date. It carries like 18 months or something in a $5,000 fine, which sounds kind of crazy considering somebody died, but it truly was an accident. Now they're saying what happened today and the words that were used and where they were placed is very good for Alex Baldwin's case, because they did hold somebody accountable for it. And they said words such as, we expect the actors to not act, you know, necessarily the way that they're supposed to, and to kind of go off script and blah blah. These are all things that we would expect, and that was the prosecution actually saying it. So we'll see.
I have always thought that, because at first Alex Baldwin got away, you know, they didn't charge him with anything. But I have always thought that was personal, because he was such a good Trump impersonator. I always believed.
Oh my God! Right.
I did. I always thought that was personal on that end, because he was so good at impersonating ex-president Donald Trump. And I think that, you know, they have power and reach, and I think they was always after him about that.
We'll see what happens. Strangely enough, his case, they're just throwing out the numbers to kind of, again, clickbait, to just kind of let us know. But his sentence, if he was ever found guilty, could hold up to 5 years. You know, that's a vast difference than 18 months. But let's see what happens. You know, it's going to happen over the summer. We'll have to see actually what happens. I feel so badly for that lady. The only thing that is that it was instantaneous, you know, but her whole, was it Helania? Her whole family, she had little kids and everything. That was awful.
Well, prayers to the family. Prayers also to the victim, because it was just, from what the reports that we have all seen, it was an accident. And accidents do happen. Unfortunately, it has to happen to somebody. And I don't want to take that lightly at all, because I have children and I don't want somebody to accidentally hurt one of my children, because I don't know how I would feel. But accidents do happen. I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah, no,
we're sorry,
me too.
Over here at Laugh and Learn. So yes, we are.
But she has to live with it. So the next thing I thought, because it's a kind of local, was that that National Guardsman Texera, I think was his name. He was actually arrested here in Dighton, Massachusetts. He was found guilty and has agreed. He's the one who leaked the documents and agreed to a 16-year prison sentence. He pled guilty to all six counts. The one thing he did by doing that and coming clean and not having to go through a trial is that they did not charge him with additional counts under the Espionage Act. So, for the leaking of the sensitive national defense info. So crazy.
He wasn't the one that identified as transgender though, was he? Cause there was one that identified as trans.
Yeah, no, I don't believe so. He was very pretty boy, and I'm not being fresh. Really, really pretty. So if you told me that, I wouldn't, if he was a trans man, that wouldn't have shocked me, but I don't think so. I don't think that was him. So that's what's happening. And just sort of a setup for our conversation on the election after, we all know that SCOTUS let Trump be on all of the ballots. They said that states don't have the power to remove candidates for federal office, especially the presidency, and that it would have to be done under Congress. That's it. So he was on. We'll talk about the election in a few minutes. Not a surprise.
And you guys are going to be shocked at what I think about what the Supreme Court did about that. You guys are really going to be shocked at my answer. So yeah, we're going to get to it.
Okay.
So stay tuned. Oh,
yeah. I'm hoping, I feel like because they have the two cases, I feel like this one, and it was actually the progressive Democrat that came out first and said it. She right off the bat, so sort of was questioning and saying, yeah, I don't know. But I think that I don't think he's going to be as happy about him being able to have immunity. I don't think they're going to come back the way that he's hoping that they do. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
The Republican National Committee chair, Rona McDaniel, is stepping down. They're a hot mess. They've got, you know, Trump is trying to lead the charge on that one, put his daughter-in-law in and get some sort of power over that. We'll see what actually happens. But they got big money problems over there, so we'll see. And Trump is kind of, you know, robbing the coffers there for his legal stuff.
Big money problems, did you? Listen, he hasn't even paid the fans for the lawsuit. So, but according to him now, he is a billionaire 10 times over.
Well, I know that he said he's not going to be able to come up with the money unless he has to have put $100 million bond down unless he sells something. Okay. So sell something. You know, it's like, oh, I don't have it. Because I don't have it. Imagine if we all went to court and said that. Well, we don't have what you need. Or when you're paying a bill, well, I don't have it. I know I got that car out there and I love it, but I don't have the money to pay. We're going to have to figure something else out.
We're going to see how this goes. Oh, my God.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation.
I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating.
And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where else, Bobby? Where are we going?
So the other thing is great news for the country, although they're not going to see it, is NASDAQ was up by 500 last week, which is showing that there's a slower progression with inflation. But I will say it's still expensive to go out there to go out to the grocery store and pick up your eggs and your milk and et cetera, et cetera. You know, your pocketbook issues are still there, unfortunately.
Well, here's the thing. Well, we're comparing food prices, and food has went up. I'm a single dad. I buy food almost every other day. But everything is going up. So don't just hark on just the food. Now, I get it, but everything is going up, Bobby. And everything is going up. Gas prices are going up. And I'm not going to say that this is on Biden's watch. Hear me very clearly. I said this on Coffee Time today. I would go and vote for some of the policies that Donald Trump has. It is his morals that shake me, and some of his policies that he just don't care, especially when it comes to my community that don't even care about me that much. But I would vote for him tomorrow if he would show me that wall that he built in 2016 that he ran his whole platform. If he shows me where the wall is that Mexico paid for, because those are his words, not mine.
Right.
He promised you all a wall and Mexico was going to pay for it. That was his whole entire campaign to run and win in 2016. If you show me that wall, I will vote for him in my man name and in my woman name, and I will denounce President Biden. Just show it to me. Show me the wall today. I don't care. I don't think so.
Yeah, no, it's not gonna. Yeah, it's not gonna happen. But you know, a lot of this, it might be under Biden's watch as far as he's sitting in the seat. But there's a lot of price gouging going out there, Flame. You know, I understood it when we had the pandemic, and then the prices go up because there was more need, and they can. But it's come down now. You know, it's the pandemic's gone. And all of your other gas and everything else that drove the prices to go up, they've all gone. You know, here in Massachusetts, at least, you had said gas is going up. Yeah, but it's $2.97 a gallon. You don't need to be charging me delivery fees that are so high for my Brussels sprouts or whatever it is. So he's gotta sort of, I think, work on that. He says he is going to work on it. One of the things he did do that I thought was terrific, the President Biden and his administration, was he capped the junk fees for credit cards, your late fees, down from $32 to $8. Now, you know, that's it. That's all you can charge, $8. So if the average person isn't like drowning in fees, you don't have the money to pay the bill as it is, and now you're going to tack on an exorbitant fee? No.
Well, yeah, if they would sit down and itemize all the positive things that President Biden has done, but
right,
they're looking at his age and that, and
that's
and
all they look
negativity.
At.
Yeah,
that I mean, so, maybe he should dye the 24 hairs that he has left on his head. Maybe he should make them bright peep color yellow like the other one, and the people will think he's young and virile. I don't get it.
Oh no, I personally think he should dye a jet black and come out looking like a young. Well, I don't know about young. The hair might be young.
we'd have to put a weave on him.
And I'm telling you now, looking at Biden's history, Biden was never my pick. Biden ain't even my pick now. Biden is my option.
Right. And he's doing it. He's trying. He's either done or trying to do everything that he told us that he was running on. Yeah. There are places where he's weaker. Immigration. We got to figure that out. I'm hoping on Thursday when we have the State of the Union, that which is kind of going to be, you know, it's going to be a big deal for him. I'm hoping to God that he comes out with something about an executive order just to close it down, just to stop the bleeding, you know, until we figure it out, until they can pass something. You know, I saw Joe Manchin today. And he was denouncing sort of the Republicans for stopping, you know, what they put forward as far as immigration for the emergency that we've got going on. And you know, it was a really good deal and they blew it.
And as far as the immigrants go, I read a very disturbing article on the airplane on my way back home from Chicago to say that they were going to make immigrants, some of these immigrants, police officers and law enforcement officers. I'm telling you, Bobby, it is so scary to me as a person of color, because I feel like, are you going to do that to them? Tell them how to vote, what to do, and then give. And because Donald Trump said out of his own mouth that if he did get back in office on day one, he was giving all police officers indemnity, which means that we could have a George Floyd 8 times a day, 7 days a week, and nothing would happen to any of those law enforcement officers. So I hope you guys are really paying attention to what is being said and how they are moving, because we're doing all of this personal infighting and the boxing and the arguing and the bickering and who shot John, and they are moving the needle on this machine right in front of our faces. And but we're so busy fighting, you miss the whole train. So please change your ticket and get on the right train, or close your windows, or open your windows or something, because it's very scary. And if they're making these immigrants, legalizing them to be police officers, because then they'll tell them, we're going to give you a job. We're going to tell you how to vote. This is how you vote, because this is what you want. And Dr. Claude Anderson put up a whole thing. I watched this whole video. Go watch him, y'all. He said that black people will be fourth class citizens in this country. I need y'all to pay attention to what they are doing while we got blacks for Trump. I can't tell you who to vote for, but I hope that you understand that what is important to you, and I'm talking about to the LGBT community and to the black and brown community. Y'all better pay attention. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm Bobby. I'm off my soapbox.
No, I found that interesting. I had read something like that too, but there were qualifications. So I'm hoping they go in. Like, you had to be in the country X amount of years with the path to citizenship, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo. Part of me says, because so few people want to be police officers right now, I like that they speak other languages, so that when they, you know, when they pull up, and if there's only Spanish speaking people, geez, they might be able to pull out, you know, whoever he is, Mr. Rodriguez, and maybe get him to to interpret for us. Who knows? We'll have to see where that goes. Alabama is passing legislation tomorrow, Thursday, to protect access to in vitro fertilization, which is great. They've got such backlash that that they're sort of turning things around. Let's hope it's, you know, we keep on moving with that.
But that's that IVF is very expensive.
Super expensive. So imagine having it super expensive, and you get a viable egg, or you get three of them, or you get three embryos, and only one of them is viable, and it's expensive to store. What are you supposed to do with the other two? I mean, you don't want two unviable embryos, you know, it made no sense to me, but I'm glad that they're working it out and they're figuring out if any other, red states were looking to make the change. Hopefully this will kind of scare them into just leaving things be. And so many people have to do IVF, Flame. Not everybody can do it naturally.
Yeah. What blows me about all of that, it's all of these old-ass men in charge,
right,
who can't even impregnate nobody without the assistance of a little blue or yellow pill. Don't ask me why I know both colors. Anyway, who cannot do it without the assistance of a little pill. And then you go off the deep rail trying to tell a woman what she can and cannot do with her body.
It makes no sense to me. And that affects both sides, really. It doesn't just affect the whole IVF thing. It affects the father as well as the mother. This isn't just a woman's issue, although it is. It's also affecting him, because once they get into our uterus, it's not going to stop them from getting into your peepee. And telling you what you can do either, and who has to be sterilized and all that stuff. It can be a real slippery slope.
Oh, now you want to
this type of stuff.
Three kids later. Oh, now you want to sterilize. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. Where were you? No. Something that was that sort of. I'm not going to say it's nice. Alexei Navalny's mom got to bury him. Unfortunately, his wife and kids couldn't go. It was too dangerous for them. They live abroad. But they got to put them to rest. And these people, Flame, when I watched it, they were so brave, because if they brought flowers, the guards came and threw the flowers out immediately, like, so that he could have nobody could pay any honor to them. They risked going to jail, and they did grab some for no reason, just standing in line, just grabbed him and put him into jail. It was absolutely nuts. But I'm glad the mom got the body back. I feel terrible that the wife didn't get any type of closure getting to see him. And of course, we still don't have a reason for the death, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we'll ever get that.
Okay, let's go on to the next one.
Okay, we're moving. I'm moving.
You just took me all the way to the bottom of the Titanic.
I know. But the good thing is the House passed some government funding bills. So we're coming up against the government shutdown. So work is taking place. So we're going to have to see what the Senate does, but fingers and toes that the package finally gets all signed off and Biden gets it in time. I'm sure he will. You know, we're only talking about the 8th, so it's like around the corner.
Yeah. Biden got a big day ahead of him tomorrow. I hope he eat his Wheaties today.
And goes to bed early. I hope he's in bed now. Yeah, he needs to really come across, and we have to figure out some way. Also, I mean, staying with Ukraine. There's big things going over in Ukraine, and they're literally rationing bullets. So we need him to work his magic so we can get some sort of money. Or just somehow figure out a way to send them some money, because the last thing we need is Putin taking over there and then just coming right down the pike. And then could you imagine if the Orange One ever got into office, he and Putin would be like pen pals,
like next door neighbors. I saw that and they bombed like only 300 feet away from Zelensky today. They dropped a bomb very close to him and another world leader. It is very bad over there. And they're saying they usually shoot 200 shells a day, but they have to limit themselves down to like 50. So I was like, wow. You know,
so we've got to get that money to them. We've got to get the help. I mean, everybody else is giving as much as they can. I mean, it really, the U.S. has, we've got to help them, because this is about, everybody has to, foreign policy is about our safety. If we can keep all of these countries safe, then nobody's shooting at us. So it's like the last thing. We've got enough internal problems right now. We don't need the external ones, which by the way, are killing Joe Biden. You know, on the ballots, we had a lot of people that were doing no commitment, even here in Mass, no commitment, because they're angry with the way he's handling Gaza and Israel. And you know, he's trying to keep us out of war, never mind solve everybody else's war as well. Because if the other one gets in, he's given nothing to nobody. He's not worrying about humanitarian crisis. He has been doing over the weekend airdrops, but it's not enough. We're not getting, these people are starving, this famine going over there. They had people getting shot when they were trying to do give some humanitarian aid. The Israelis shot in the air to get them to back off, and that scared the people in the trucks, and the trucks were running over the people that were looking for the bread and the water for their family. Oh, God, what a big fat mess.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot going on over there. But prayers to all the innocent. Again, my motto for war is stupid. You know what? Whenever it's time for us to go to war, you know who should fight? The leaders. Put their asses in a ring and let them go for it.
Honest to God, you know, if you, I mean, I understand where Netanyahu was at the beginning of the war, like after October 7th. But right now, I mean, I know we have to drive them out, but they've got to be more strategic. There's got to be other ways. And these people have nothing. Even at the end of this, who's going to be putting up the houses? Who's going to clear the land so that people can actually move back in, back to where? Nothing. I mean, what is Palestine going to be? Nothing but like a tent city? I don't know. But it's really, it's crazy. Yeah. I'm hoping tomorrow we have the State of the Union. I'm hoping some of that, it's investing in the economy, protecting women's health, democracy at risk are the topics that he's going to be discussing.
Let's get to America because I want to come up by Palestine.
Oh yeah. No, we are. That's what I'm saying. The State of the Union. Those are his topics. And I easily went online when you put the State of the Union in, if you want to get more. Oh, go ahead.
A lot is riding on his State of the Union because since Nikki Haley dropped out, a lot of his followers are undecided. A lot of her followers were undecided. They do not want to vote for Trump, but they don't necessarily want to vote for Joe Biden as well. This is his way to, and she has 79% of her voters said that if they didn't vote for her, they didn't know what they would do, but they didn't want to vote for Trump. Tomorrow he has a major opportunity to win over a majority of those voters by coming in it like a damn bulldog, standing on business, as we say. He needs to stand on business. I would love if he said that tomorrow. That was, baby, we would go crazy. But to really just deliver it, to let them know and be concise and be precise and be direct and come at it strong. I think that he could win them over because Joe Biden is down for the fight. The fight is on.
Yeah,
and to all you non-committed voters, all you, I don't know, I'm not going to vote, or I'm not committed to any party, I'm voting for a third party. I would love if we had another party. I would love that. But we are too close to the finish line to even try to create a third party right now. We should have did that day one when Biden got in office, but you didn't. So now it is either the old man or the old orange man, because they both old. Shit, they're only 3 years apart.
And people just, they keep forgetting that. I'm hoping what comes through tomorrow is, I hope he's clear and concise as well, and he doesn't have too many gaps. I mean, everybody has one or two, but too many. What I'm hoping is his fundamental decency comes across, because it seems like what he's running on is this new thing that they're calling freedom, the freedom agenda, and his reproductive rights. And I'm hoping that he lands some sort of narrative for exactly, you know, what he's looking for in term two. And I hope it resonates with the people, because you're exactly right. Nikki Haley's people do not want to vote for Trump. So, but what we don't want them to do is we don't want them to sit home and stay on the couch. So he's got to get a fire under them, because either way, Trump or Biden, they need those votes. And Trump is not, in his victory speech, He did not once give a little olive branch, nothing to Nikki Haley. So I'm sure she'll be forced to endorse him.
She did not endorse him.
She will. I'm saying she will have to, probably.
Which it speaks volumes about when he got out the first time. He would not concede. He would not leave up his own accord without all the hoopla. And then he created this whole narrative about that the election was stolen. He is showing y'all early up front what is coming, because he will not be apologetic. He will not be empathetic. He will not care, Bobby. You are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct.
During his speech, Melania wasn't there. I didn't see any of his family, but I'm sure they were. They just didn't show them. Like, they never panned. They had that very tight shot. So you couldn't see actually who was in the office. He does have a very nice family, the best family. That's what he was telling all of us. Bless his little heart. But he's sure to be the to be the electorate for the GOP. They haven't quite announced it.
But mind you, Bobby, that he has the best family, and you know, people are dying who's never died before. I'm just saying his words, not mine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on Season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, the one person we know who is not going to run is Michelle Obama. She has come out again. She is not going to pop out of a jack-in-a-box box. and say, surprise, you know, she's just not going to do it.
With the disrespect that she received as the first lady and her husband received as the president of these United States, I don't blame her or him for not even having no say-so in this, because they were very disrespected.
Yeah, it's crazy. She just was done. She only went in because he wanted to do it. I mean, that's what she said. Then she, I mean, I read both, you know, I read her books. She wasn't looking for it. It's not her get down. She supported him. She did a phenomenal job while she was in there. She made an actual job of it. Made us proud. Looked great while she was doing it. But she's not looking for another eight years.
Back it up. Yeah. Wait a minute, Bobby. Hold on. Did you just get hip? It's not her get down. Come on, Bobby. Come on. Oh, no. That was funny to me. I had to rewind that. I said, wait a minute. Did Bobby Clifford, the Irish Catholic white woman, just say it's not her get down? Okay, Flemers, y'all hear that? Bobby's getting a look. Bobby getting a suntan. Ooh.
Uh-oh. But it's not. It's not. Politics are not her thing. Why? Because exactly what we're seeing. They're dirty. They're messy. You know, people are lying about you. They're all in your business, making all sorts of crazy things. Now we're going to have to worry about AI and pictures that don't even exist actually showing up. But anyway, that she's not coming. We're getting nobody. It looks like your California seat. They have the two people for Feinstein's seat that are actually that Representative Schiff and then that baseball guy are going to be
What can I tell you? That baseball guy. His name is what's his name?
Garvey.
Oh my God, he's a whole story of his own, baby. I hear me when I tell you.
Yeah, he's a character. That's what we'd say in my family.
But they're very close. The race is very close.
Oh, it's closer than I want it to be. I want Schiff to win. You know, I want it to be kind of sweet.
But
yeah.
Schiff is at 33% and Garvey's at 32%. So it's very close. And they may have to call a recall, I mean, a do-over. But it's very close. But Garvey voted for Trump two or three times. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm not. Mm-mm. And it's not that he voted for Trump. Just some of his policies I'm not comfortable with. And like you said, he's a character. His verbiage is not very politician, but I guess Trump changed the face of that because he said what the hell he wanted to say, and he was the president.
Wait, say what he wants to say. McConnell endorsed him, and he called McConnell's wife Coco Chow.
Do McConnell know he endorsed him, though? Let me just be honest.
He looked like he did. I know he's following party lines and he's just going along with what the GOP wants him to do. But my God, he and Cruz, if somebody insulted my wife or my husband, there is no way. I don't care what they did.
McConnell is giving me a little Elsa from Frozen.
Oh, yeah. You don't. God bless him. Bless his little heart. Bless his little heart.
By the way, speaking of McConnell, he's stepping down, but not until November. Again, does he know that he's stepping down? Because, baby, from what I've been seeing, a lot of things that don't seem to be sitting right.
And he's still in. Like, he's stepping down from his leadership role in November, but he's going to finish his seat until 2027. So it's not like we're going to see him for a little while. You know, he's just going to get, we'll see what happens. I don't want to put bad juju out in the world. Did you see Trump's speech?
I seen it, and I'm telling you about it now, Bobby. I listened to it, and I'm still trying to decipher some of the words that he created because he made up his own language.
He made up his own facts, too. He said that President Biden is – thank God he didn't call him Obama. At least that was an improvement. He flew in 325,000 people. He flew him in, you know, just for no reason, just flew him everywhere, flew him all over. Now, there was a parole. They called it parole, meaning that you had to come over. It was like a work type of thing where 30,000 people could come from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela. They had to have a sponsor. They had to have somebody to pay their way. And it was for work, for jobs that we don't have, migrant jobs and other jobs that we can't fill. And the only thing that I have to say that I could not find information in, so it's probably a crack in the program, is that I'm hoping that they're following these people. You know, like the people aren't just coming into the country and then Nothing. I'm hoping almost like a parole. You have to check in every once in a while. If they do, then I don't see, God bless them. But he just made up. I don't even know what he had two or three things that when the fact checker come on CNN, I loved it. They're like, I'm wrong. Wrong.
Well, you said he came in and made up his own. Hasn't he made up his own story the entire time from the
apocalypse?
Listen, didn't he just lose a case in New York because he made up square footage in a place that he owns?
But it's the truth. And his guy, his ex-CFO, Alex Weisselberg, something like that, he's in big trouble for perjury because he testified falsely on the square footage of that place. So, yeah, but you know what? It's not him going to go to jail. So what does he care? You know, as the chips fall, they're always the best when they're just coming in. But by the end, you know, everybody's a bum. Yeah, speaking of bums, he's courting Elon Musk. I'm wondering if that's to shake him down for money. I don't know, shake him down for money to pay his bills or shake him down for money for the election.
Well, Elon Musk does own X, and X does have millions and millions of people on there, so his influence and his reach can be good because they did take him off, even though they did put him back on. But now he has his own little whatever it is. He has a whole lot of something, because I'm telling you, Bobby, these people are buying everything that he is selling, and I'm telling you, does not even look that desirable. But that's where we are. That's why y'all know y'all need to vote. And I'm telling you, I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm just telling you to make sure that you do vote, because it's non-committed or third party. I want a third party too. Good God, would I like to have a third party. But we're too close to the finish line. And it is either the old man or the orange old man. Because y'all keep saying it like, well, they're not 3 years apart.
No, it's absolutely. And did you see that Kristen Sinema, that we're going to be having like a changing of the guard? Kristen Sinema is also announcing that she's retiring. Joe Manchin's leaving. She's leaving. She's the girl who came in as the Democrat and then went out as an independent. All of a sudden, she flipped the script herself when she was in, which I thought was kind of lousy because people voted because she was going to be a Democrat. But she's stepping down as well. So we got big changes coming. And I hope they're going to be positive. I'm hoping some of those seats have D's in them.
You know what I always consider, Bobby, when I see all these people jumping ship at the same time? I know some of them are older and they've been in those positions for years. But I think they would have held on to those positions until they did, like Dianne Feinstein, just absolutely couldn't do the job anymore. Or like our beloved, RBG. I like our beloved RBG.
Ruth Bader, yeah.
Stayed in there until they crossed over. But I think that a lot of them just don't want to be involved in the political realm if they think that Trump is going to be the president. Because they and as much as I want to, and I'm going to say this to you, and you're a white woman, Bobby, and my white neighbor told me that she is not a Biden fan, but she does not want to support Trump. She said because he put a face on racism. This is a white woman who said this to me. And she also said that a lot of white people agree with some of the things that he says, but none of the white community as a whole. She's only one person; she can't speak for everybody. But she said he's an embarrassment. They do not like the way he conducts himself
because he's got no give and take. It's all about him. So the difference between the two men, and I'm sorry, I hope I didn't cut you off, was Biden is he is worried about doing service for the people. Trump is only worried about what's in it for him. And the people that he's pushing in the Senate and in the Congress, people who are supposed to be working for us, there is no decorum and there's no space for cooperation or compromise anymore. And that's why people like Joe Manchin, like him or don't, are leaving. And I'm sure Sinema. They didn't take a job to do nothing. And they have to go back to their constituents and they've got nothing done. They've got nothing to put on the resume, for the love of God.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's it. I'm done.
Oh no, Bobby, that was great. Listen, y'all, Flamettes and people out there in Black Effect Network land, y'all know what it is. Y'all know where we at. Y'all know what we're up against. And this is the most crucial year for politics ever. Because what I do appreciate about Trump, because I don't respect it about him, but what I appreciate about him is everything that he said he's going to do, he does. As far as the terrorization of the country. Now, fixing the country or making measures and passing bills that's going to be pertinent for the American people, he does none of those things. But if it's something tyrannial, oh my God, he delivers. So he lets you guys know, and y'all fall for a hook, line, and sinker every time. I'm not upset with Trump. Trump is a pimp to me. It's the people he pimping that I'm upset with. It ain't me.
No, I used to find him entertaining way back, like, because he was so outrageous and outlandish. And now, as your neighbor said, I just find him embarrassing.
I would love to find him entertaining again on The Apprentice. I just don't want him to be the apprentice of the White House, because I saw what it was going to do, and I see what it's going to do. I can see the writings on the wall, and because I got four eyes. Well, if you cut my bifocal, six. Anyway,
you're too
listen
much.
Here at Laugh and Learn, we appreciate you guys for coming in and hanging out with us. We're almost at season four, and I'm telling you, I have to thank my Toots, y'all. I get such positive feedback that y'all love Toots. They love you, Bobby Clifford.
Yay, I love him back. Tell a friend.
They like to hear Icont a little more, but you know.
I've got to do it special. If I do it all the time, then it's not. You'll get used to it. It's not special.
It's always special because it's coming from you. We thank you, Mr. Aaron Howard, our producer. Ladies and gentlemen, here at Laugh and Learn, the motto has not changed in 3 years and will not change for season four. At the end of every show, this same message will always ring true. We here at Laugh and Learn, we are not trying to get you to change your mind. We are only trying to get you to use your mind. Because why, Bobby?
Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
And your vote is an even worse thing to waste. Please utilize your responsibility as an American, how important it is to get up and go vote. I know some of us are feeling frustrated and you're not happy with either candidate, but don't complain because you did not take the time to get up and go vote. Bobby is an Irish woman. When Irish came over here, they were brutalized if they didn't vote the way that people wanted them to vote. Mm-hmm. Just like us as black people, we were ostracized and brutalized. Houses burned down. First of all, they didn't want us to vote, and then they wanted us to vote the way they wanted us to vote. A lot of racists have had to put up with a lot of BS just to have the privilege and the opportunity to vote legally, including women. Women couldn't vote till the 20s. So I'm telling you right now, I know it's hell. It's hell to look at. It's hell for us to report every week. But it's going to be more hell if you don't take the responsibility and the time to make what's important to you, which is get your behind up and get to the polls, mail it in, walk it in, roll it in, put it in a wheelbarrow, throw it across the border. I don't care what you got to do, but vote, because this is very important for all of us. Right, Bobby?
Yes. Thank you, Flame.
No, thank you, Bobby Clifford. Thank you, Aaron Howard. Flamettes, April 26th and 27th, I will be at the Comedy Club in Colleen, Texas. Don't ask me for the name of it right now because I do not know. Google it, Bobby. And March the 29th and 30th, I will be in Chicago at the Laugh Factory. Get your tickets on the website or at the box office, 3175 North Broadway. March 16th, I will be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. All the information is on my social media, which is Flame Monroe. So go look it up somewhere. And I will see you guys next week here at Laugh and Learn. Where will I be next month, Bobby?
You're going to be in Chicago at the end of this month, but you're going to be, I think it's Twice as Funny Comedy Lounge?
Twice as Funny Comedy Lounge. That's it, in Kyleen, Texas. And it's a whole bunch of military bases over there. Ooh, I feel like I want to serve. I feel like I want to serve my country. So get your tickets. I see you guys at the end of the month. You can follow Bobby at Clifford Bobby on Instagram and Bobby Clifford on Facebook. We thank you. We appreciate you. We adore you. We holding you responsible for what you need to do for our America so we can still keep our America. Bobby, you got any parting words?
We're nothing without you. So thank you very much, and tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Thank you, guys. We'll see you next week. Peace. Don't miss an episode of Laugh and Learn. Listen and subscribe on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Laugh and Learn Podcast is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Our executive producer is Tiffany Haddish. Our theme music is by the one and only Chrissy Payne. Thank you, guys. This is Flame Monroe. Don't forget to laugh, listen, and learn.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.